This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Everything was neat. All the chairs were tucked in. It was fine. I didn't have to move anything, and I just walked through and came back. And then just now, I got up and walked around, did the same loop, and there were like 10 chairs as askew in there as I've ever seen. I don't understand. Like, what happened to those chairs?
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know. What would make the most sense?
And the Bulldog.
I am shook by this. Honest to God, I do not understand what just happened.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Did you go down there during a break and move the chairs?
I've been doing it every day.
It was me all along!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I was at a point with Chair Gate that I would routinely go in there and think about stacking them. That's the one move I never brought myself to make was to lift a chair up and put it on top of another chair or the table.
That's hard with the wheels.
More than I was willing to do.
Yeah, I don't. You might be able to flip them, like you would, like in a dining room or a, but like the seats on one another. But even that, the backs are too tall. I don't think there's a way to stack those chairs.
Well, I think it probably would have been possible. But I think my instinct was, this is too much.
Yeah.
Because if you go into a conference room and the chairs are kind of turned around in different ways, nobody would necessarily be suspicious of anything. You just had a meeting and you got up and you turned your chair and you left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not everybody tucks their chair back in, right? Although I'm somebody who does that.
Tucks the chair back
in? Yeah, I put it back.
Me too.
So, but not everybody would do that. So you walk in there, unless you're you. That story was, you'd been in there an hour earlier, and it was like a Friday.
And it was, and everything was perfect.
Everything was perfect, and then an hour later, everything was moved around, and nobody was here. So you were kind of spooked by that, as you say in that clip.
Yeah.
But that's the one thing, that was next. If I ever was sort of frustrated that nothing was coming from this.
Like if I didn't go down there that day and say something you afterward.
Yeah, maybe.
Then you would have had to kick it up another notch.
I would have turned them, put them on the floor, turned them over.
Chairs on the table.
Maybe. Chairs on the table.
That could work.
Yeah. That we didn't get to that point.
Well, it's a good thing you did it when you did, because I'm done. The whole episode is over. There's finality and closure, because I'm not fixing the chairs. I'm not putting the same ones on the same side of the table anymore. Clearly, people who are in there prefer a certain chair to a different kind of chair. That's been made evident by my rearranging them and then finding the. All right, you know what? I'm done. No more. I don't need it to be symmetrical. It's not that big a deal. I feel like this is progress for me.
Part of it was dark.
I'm growing. Well, right.
You would go in there, it would be dark out.
I am not saying I will not make sure the chairs are not askew enough that I will trip on them in the dark when November comes.
Then you're going to want to move them back.
But I'm not going to be worried about, that one belongs on the other side of the table. Oh, my God, I sound like such a crazy person.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
I am.
I am a crazy person.
A little bit anal on that one.
Yeah, I'm a little nutty.
You see the quote from the flag football guy who says, leave the Olympics to us?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I don't know his name.
I
that guy has no chance of winning that one.
I flagged it. I might be able to find his name if we really want it. That's not. But I respect him. I respect him for taking the saying something. He's got to know he's going to get clobbered. Nobody knows who you are. Everyone knows who these other guys are that, you know, the NFL guys that we're presuming will want to participate in this or will be chosen even to participate in it. But I appreciate, like, I've been in the streets You know, I've put, I don't know how many years into it. I did not Google this guy's life, but 5 years, 10 years, like I've been paying the dues, and now here come the Olympics. We've all been talking about this for years, and you're going to tell me what now? What's happening now?
If the NFL did not sign off, the flag football would not be in the Olympics.
Right. That's probably
NFL
right.
Players being there is the point. Sorry, sir.
It's what the Olympics want.
Yeah. That's what it's about. It's got to be what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hadn't thought really about that again since the story came out that it was going to happen, just except for seeing that one quote. But I know it was kind of fun. People were having fun imagining, like, drawing up rosters and things. And I think I will get there. We're still a couple of years away. I don't know when the team gets chosen. The Olympics, that Olympics is in 28, right?
Yes.
Last year we had Paris. That seems pretty recent. Not even a year ago.
Yeah, 28.
So that'd be 28.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of time. Deontay Johnson not at Browns practices this week.
Uh-oh. Is he on a boat with Diggs?
He might wish he was. If you watch the video, I bet a lot of people are kind of jealous. They might have enjoyed being on that boat. I mean, I don't know why. Deontay Johnson, though, there's another guy making a first impression.
Yeah, with a horrible reputation already. And so you don't show up, and all you do is further entrench people's questioning of you and your the reputation that preceded you to begin with. You're like a self-fulfilling prophecy is what you are. You are perceived to be a problem. That's why, even despite all this talent, nobody seems to really want to keep you for very long. And here, okay, hey, you know, we'll throw you a lifeboat. One last chance. Come on in. Yeah, you know.
I'll get there when I get there.
I got a thing. I got stuff. I got stuff I'd rather be doing than practicing the football in May.
Do you think, so James Cook, right? There's been enough speculation about, like, what happens? What if he doesn't show up for training camp, even? Like, how would players perceive that? It would depend on the player. Some guys it would be more controversial about. I mean, but it's usually bigger names that do that when it happens. Or it could be rookies. There'd be a judgment based on that if it's a rookie. But the rookies sign automatically nowadays. Like, that isn't a thing anymore. But the voluntary stuff.
Well, there is a little question about second-round picks now this year, because a couple, including a Browns guy, have gotten entirely guaranteed contracts. And
yes,
the thought is the only two of the 32, if there were exactly 32, maybe there was not, they're not compensatory yet. Anyway, that early in the draft, only two of the 32 have signed in the second round. And the thought is that the template that everyone else is going to be asking for is a no from the other owners.
So, was it both by the Browns or just
no,
one?
No, one of them is a Browns guy. The other guy is, I think it's Scatabo is the other guy. No, sorry, I botched that. I can't remember who the other guy is now, but I had, okay. It's not the Browns. One was the Browns, the other is someone else.
Okay, and Scadaboo's a fourth.
Yeah, right. That's why I screwed that up.
I just meant first round, like, it's not like it used to be where there's some drama about whether the player will be in by the start of training camp.
Right.
With Cook, though, you'll hear fans speculate on or ask even, so what if he doesn't show up? Like, how does that go over in the room? And even when it's, like, mandatory, this is not yet mandatory, but even when it's that, I tend to feel, in almost all cases, that the players would be sympathetic. They would understand, at least. If not be sympathetic, they would understand. I don't know of a case, like, a hypothetical case where I would feel differently than that. Just, like, I think players are bonded in this way. They're all trying to get paid. And Cook has a makeable case, so I would think there'd be, maybe most players would understand it. There probably is a limit to that, though. Ultimately, get it worked out. You have a contract to play. We need you. Like, this would be a player where I think maybe patience would run out with him from his teammates. All right, well, we're all here. And I just bring that up because, like, even on the voluntary scale, I would think there'd be, you know, not publicly, even like Mike Vrabel today and these coaches who are McDermott talking about players who are not present for voluntary workouts, they make sure to point out that it is voluntary. Like Vrabel today he sounded displeased, but he cut a reporter off and he said, it's voluntary. That's what it is. We're going to work with the guys who are here. And you hear that a lot from coaches. That was McDermott with Diggs. I'm here for the guys who are here. So I wonder what players would think about this. Maybe nothing, but they are here. They would rather be on that boat today. All of them. On a boat, if not that boat. They would want to be
not necessarily a drug boat.
Offbeats on.
A boat where there's drugs. Whatever. Anyway.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Off. You'd rather be off. You'd rather not have to go in and lift the weights and do the stuff. You know, maybe not everybody. Younger players might think, I'm going to eat this up. There'd be some guys.
Yeah, and even maybe some veterans too who are this is all part of it, and I love it. I love it. I love the workout. I love I know I'm getting better by working, and so let me work, and I'm doing it in an organized fashion with my teammates, even better. It's easier to do. You know, maybe some guys need even that peer pressure. You know, it might be awfully hard. You know, it can be a struggle for anyone to want to get up and do something that you know is going to be, it's not sitting in front of the TV. I got to get up and go work. Physical, hard. But yeah, I wonder. I'll bet guys, they know they're going to take their turns when it comes, whether it's a family thing or whatever it is. Whatever their reason is going to be, they're going to want the same leeway that anyone else gets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not in a contract thing necessarily. Just, he's not here for this round, or he missed this day or that day or whatever. That happens. We don't take attendance every day. There's no way to functionally do that. There's no one there today. I mean, you said earlier, I think we would have heard something. The Bills probably themselves would have sent you video evidence if James Cook had decided to show up today. I think we probably would know. But we don't have to.
Or Cook would have.
Or Cook would have. Somebody would have let you know. But we also can't be 100% sure that he was. We don't know. Again. Not to get hung up on that.
We would know.
We would know. I know, but still.
But nobody's allowed to report on them today.
Right. So there is some question about
today was the good stuff.
I just know when you said it the one time earlier, just in passing, anyone would. Cook wasn't there again today. I'm like, probably. Almost definitely. But
okay.
Still. Anyway. I don't think guys get that bent about this. And I think they do want a guy to get theirs. And so they will be supportive. I think even into training camp, you want to respect that, especially if you are a guy who just got paid. I would think your understanding of the situation, because it could have been you. Linebackers aren't that heavily valued. I mean, Bernard didn't get it. Wasn't looking for $15 million a year and didn't get it. But all the same, you get yours, you want your brothers to get theirs too. I think the breaking point comes when the season is in the window, it's coming, and has he shown up yet? What kind of shape is he going to be in? Do I trust him? Is he letting us all down now? There's a point where your own self-interest within the team's self-interest becomes sort of one thing, and that guy is the guy that's this is not okay anymore. Maybe there's guys that would support him the whole way. I don't know, but if you think his absence, if it comes to that, potentially hinders you from having, you know, being the best version of yourself individually or as a team. Again, those can weave in and out all you want. Then I think that's where, hey, you know, I hear you, I feel you, I'm supporting you, but, you know, they got you. Right? They got you. They've got the leverage. You don't. What are you going to do now? Like, come on in here. We need you. It's $5 million. You'll be a free agent after the year. Knock on something. Hopefully you don't have something devastating happen.
Yeah, like Diggs being older, richer, even on a new team. I can imagine, like, if he and Drake May have a conversation, Drake May be like, oh, how you been? Right? Just, what have you been up to? Might even go as far as to say, you know, would have been cool to get some work in with you. Like, we're trying to get somewhere here. But that'd be pretty gutsy for May to say, but he's the quarterback. Maybe you'd want him to say it. And Diggs would be like, dude, did you see the video?
Right.
You wanted me to come here that day? Did you see it? Did you see the ride? But, you know, that's a challenging one for May. Does he press Diggs?
Absolutely not. No, not in year two. Like if he ascends, like if this is all happening in Buffalo, and there's been, I guess, do I want to eliminate the friction that led to his being? You know, it's been great. It's been a happy marriage the whole time. Right? Diggs is a little emotional. He's mercurial, but he always says the right things about the team and the city and the quarterback, and it's harmonious. And he still caught 100 balls, even at 31 years old, right? We're just going along like nothing had ever changed from peak Diggs Allen years. I think Allen definitely says something to him, like privately, because we're partners now. We are, you know, I'm counting on you just like you're counting on me, and everyone's counting on us. And what are you doing? Drake May does not have that yet. He may get there, but I don't think he would be right to say something to Diggs, even though he's the quarterback. It's just not, you're not there yet. You haven't earned
that. Is it different? Like Allen to Cook is different because they've been together and it's a running back anyway. And like, would Allen generally maybe think like he doesn't need to be here? Or does, you know, like, does Allen maybe want to speak up? It's like, dude, I'm getting married. And you couldn't. Cook's different. Well, maybe. I mean, he's different than Diggs. Diggs just signed a super lucky deal for him that was there because one team was so desperate. You know, Cook is trying to get a contract. Terry McLaurin in Washington is another one who's not at voluntary because reportedly he's trying to get an extension. So there's a certain reason. Allen wouldn't have to ask Cook why he's not there.
No.
Because everybody knows why he's not there.
And I don't think he would, you know, assuming, you know, I don't want to assume what their relationship is. But if they're at all even remotely friendly with one another, right, which you probably would want to assume, but I still wouldn't want to. You just don't know. But assuming that, you know, they exchange texts just like guys, there's a chat group, whatever, you know, maybe there's little, you know, little clicks and there's 20 guys in one and 20 in another, whatever. If he's in a texting relationship with Cook in any way, I would think you check. Hey, man, you know, just want to let you know we miss you. Totally understand. Support you. I hope you get your business taken care of, and we see you soon. You know, like that's entirely to me. I don't think you lean on him in any way if you're Allen at this point. You just let him
work it out.
Do what he's got to do. Now, again, I think that does change when it gets to be Labor Day, and if things are still really messed up, then maybe there becomes a point where that turns from, listen, man, I've been trying to do right by you and say all the right things and support you, but like, they've got you and we need you. Like, what are you going to do? God, I don't know. That might even be asking a lot, because that is, you know, you're siding with management basically.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Which that is something another player might not appreciate.
Right. So I think you got to be really careful. I think that's why guys, I really honestly believe them when they sort of just, you know, we all understand it's a bit, I think that's the best you can do, because otherwise you sound like you are taking the other side, and no player really, I think, wants
or,
to do that.
Or also a player could say, like, he deserves the money, and then he's alienated his boss.
Right.
Right? He made that tougher. So that's one you want to stay away from if you can. And I think it's pretty easy to do it. You just be boring.
Right.
Allen's good at that. I mean, he knows how to avoid stepping in it when he's talking to reporters. Probably wouldn't see Diggs at the wedding, you thinking?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that at all.
he's occupied.
Yeah, probably.
You know what? You know what, Josh? Look at this right now. So I'm not going to make it. Who knows?
I'll bet he invited him.
Really?
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll bet he invited
him. Depends on how big it is. Like, I've got people I like, but how... There's a cutoff. There's always a cutoff.
Sure, and you are playing a sport where, you know, there's 90 dudes on the roster right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good point.
Only invite guys that didn't show you up publicly numerous times. How about that? Maybe that's what I would want to subscribe to. Who knows? Zach Stevens doesn't know. Our guest from Denver, I think he probably doesn't know, talking about the Broncos and the AFC West. We'll have that conversation for you right after this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.